News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another heat advisory in effect today, and maybe a dry front, cold front on the way as well. Dr. Bill will give us more details coming up. First, let's check Kane in traffic.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Finally, heavy your traffic now off of Moffitt and University. Also, watch your speed, Cottage Hill, Hillcrest, Cottage Hill, and Azalea, and even along Airport at Florida Street. You're seeing heavier pockets of traffic, but the good news is no new wrecks in the roadways as we head back to school in Baldwin County today. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunshine this morning, then thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
All right, 709 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Get you traffic updates with Kane and weather updates with Dr. Bill straight ahead this hour, plus that full weather discussion with Dr. Bill at around 735. Also, front page of FMTalk1065.com, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should legal immigrants have to prove self-sufficiency as a qualifier to enter the United States? Right now, 90% of y'all say yes. That poll brought to you by my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Getting junk removed, Mobile, Baldwin County's commercial properties, residential properties. And it's as easy as going to the website, picking up the phone, making that appointment, which they do on a specific day and a specific time. They know you got a life to lead. That's why they respect that and give you an actual appointment time on a day. They show up, they assess the job, they quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. That could be at your home, could be at your office, could be a storage unit, could be around your house, could be things like swing sets and playhouses and those kind of things. If you listen, they can get rid of all that. They've done it before. They'll do it again. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Also on the front page of the website, three big things, top stories of the day, two guards suspended and a warden reassigned after Epstein's death. A warden at the federal jail where Jeffrey Epstein took his own life over the weekend was removed yesterday, and two guards were supposed to be watching the financier who weren't, were placed on leave while federal authorities investigate the death. We'll talk more about that. Also, good news for those of us that would like another 2 days to go snapper fishing. We're going to get those here at the end of the month and the beginning of next month, Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the two additional days of red snapper fishing. We'll get more into detail on that coming up in just a little bit. And Hong Kong things, I don't know if they're getting back to normal, but they're not where they were yesterday. Now flights resuming at Hong Kong's airport after 2 days of disruption marked by outbursts of violence that highlight the hardening positions of the pro-democracy protesters and authorities in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. You know, there are PLA, so regular Chinese troops. There's a garrison inside Hong Kong, and then there's a group amassing right across the channel there as well. Probably had something to do with the protesters clearing out of the airport. Talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. We'll check in with Dr. Bill at 7:35 and check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Satsuma High School students returned to class today after getting an unexpected day off Tuesday. Classes were canceled because of issues with the school's air conditioning. That problem has been fixed and classes will resume today. It's back to school for nearly 30,000 students in Baldwin County, also heading back to class all Catholic schools in Alabama. Mobile police have not released the name of the person who led them on a chase Tuesday night. It started near Dauphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue, where officers saw a car hit another vehicle and leave the scene. When police tried to pull over the car, the driver sped away and a chase began. The chase ended on Mott Drive when the car hit a tree. After a brief foot chase, the suspect was captured a few streets over. Police are searching for an alleged thief in Gulf Breeze, Florida, caught on surveillance cameras. He was seen searching through unlocked cars around North Sunset at 2 o'clock in the morning. Police say he's between 16 and 20 years old, has a thin build, and was wearing a white hoodie. Another person may also be involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
School is in session again, and the staff of Autism to Ability Incorporated, 14 Midtown Park East in Mobile, reminds you to always be alert for stopped school buses. Stop when you see the flashing red lights of a school bus, and never pass a stopped school bus with flashing lights. Obey all traffic laws, buckle up, keep your eyes on the road, and never text while driving. This safety tip from the staff of Autism to Ability Incorporated, 14 Midtown Park East in Mobile, supporting the annual Back to School Safety Program.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 7 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in the world of college football. ESPN announced yesterday that the worldwide leader in sports is taking College Game Day to Disney World for a Week Zero broadcast on Saturday, August the 24th. That's next Saturday, when the Florida Gators and Miami Hurricanes open the 2019 season in Orlando. There is a catch, though, for this special edition of College Game Day. Lee Corso and the crew will reportedly broadcast from the Magic Kingdom. So none of those signs that you normally see popping up behind the College Game Day set, they are not going to allow those in. And if fans do want to watch the broadcast, they must have a valid park ticket, which starts at $109. So probably won't be as rowdy as the College Game Days you see in Tuscaloosa or up in Pullman, Washington. But they are going to Mickey's House in Magic Kingdom to begin the 2019 season. If you want to get some behind-the-scenes entertainment from the college football world, you might be in luck later this year. HBO is reportedly in discussions with several teams to produce a show similar to their popular NFL program, Hard Knocks.
According to various reports, Alabama, Arizona State, Washington State, and Penn State have all entered discussions to allow cameras and filmmakers on campus this year to shoot footage. 247sports.com reported yesterday that their sources say Alabama has not yet fully agreed to being a part of the deal. In NFL news, Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard said yesterday that quarterback Andrew Luck will likely miss the rest of the preseason because of lingering pain in his lower left leg. They're still unsure whether Luck will be available for the Colts' September the 8th season opener against the LA Chargers. Ballard said that additional testing revealed Luck appears to be suffering from an injury near the front of his ankle.
The process going forward is just going to continue to rehab. We're going to change some things up with his rehab and then try to get moving forward.
So far, the injury kept Luck out of all of the team's offseason workouts and all but three training camp practices. He is still yet to participate in any full team drills. In golf, Tiger Woods is expected to play in this week's BMW Championship after he withdrew from last week's tournament following the first round. Woods shot a 75 on the first day in New Jersey and then told the media that he had a mild oblique strain that was causing pain and stiffness. The BMW Championship this week is the second of three events in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Woods is 38th in the standings right now, and after this week's event, only the top 30 will advance to the final tournament in Atlanta. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves gave updates on a couple of injured players. Rookie slugger Austin Riley has been on the injured list since August 5th after he sprained his knee during a workout. Riley had an MRI that revealed a partial tear, but he was told that he will not need surgery and could return to the lineup in about 2 weeks. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson has been out a while longer than Riley. Swanson went on the IL on July 24th with a bruised right foot. The team said that Swanson has been out longer than they expected, and they aren't sure when he'll be able to return. Swanson was having a career season with a .265 batting average, 17 home runs, and 57 RBI. The Braves were fine last night without their injured young guns. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 34th home run this season, and Atlanta beat the New York Mets 5-3.
Another pitch for Acuna now. Here it is. Swing and a high fly ball hit deep to left field. That ball. And Acuna cashed it in.
The Braves still lead the NL East division by 6 games. The Washington Nationals are in second place in that division. They kept pace last night with a 3-1 win over Cincinnati. JT Realmuto hit a home run and the go-ahead RBI, powering the Philadelphia Phillies past the Chicago Cubs 4-2. The LA Dodgers hit 6 home runs and crushed Miami 15-1. The New York Yankees beat Baltimore 8-3. Boston Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale became the fastest pitcher in league history to record 2,000 strikeouts as his Red Sox beat the Cleveland Indians 7-6 in extra innings. Sale broke the record in just over 85 fewer innings than it took the previous record holder, some guy named Pedro Martinez, the Hall of Fame pitcher. And even better, Sale set the record on National Left-Handers Day, and he is a left-handed pitcher. The Toronto Blue Jays hit 3 solo home runs and shut out Texas 3-0, and the St. Louis Cardinals shut out Kansas City 2-0. We're getting even closer to the start of the college football season. If you think you know college football better than anyone else in the FM Talk 106.5 audience, right now you can go ahead and sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's the second year that we're holding this contest. Last year, over 180 people competed by picking the winners of 10 games every week of the regular season. The link to sign up is currently at the top of our station Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Free to enter. You get a trophy at the end of the year if you're the winner. You got to be signed up by August 31st, the first official week of the season. 720 on FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunshine this morning, then thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
During this back-to-school time, Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, the deputies, and staff of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office remind you that seatbelts save lives. Buckle up your children in a proper car seat. Always watch for the signals of the safety patrol and school bus drivers. Slow down as you approach school zones and be prepared to stop. Keep your eyes on the road and never text while driving. This back-to-school safety reminder from Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, the deputies, and staff of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office doing their part to help make this school year the safest ever.
It's that time of year. It's on everyone's mind. You've made your plans and preparations if a hurricane impacts our area. Now, what you need more than anything else is accurate information. Where is the storm going? How intense are the winds? What kind of storm surge can you expect? When you need to know, you need Dr. Bill Williams, founder of the University of South Alabama's Coastal Weather Research Center and Mobile's only full-time radio meteorologist. When the information matters, and it has to be right, Mobile's first choice is Dr. Bill Williams on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an accident at Tanner Williams and Snow, another one at Airport at Berman Drive. Both those are going to be without injuries. And a disabled vehicle on the eastbound Bayway over the Battleship Parkway exit. It's off to the right shoulder, not really affecting traffic. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock-Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the way just about 10 minutes from now. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a full discussion of the heat advisory. Another very hot day in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And then a possible cold front, or maybe drier. How about less hot front? Something making its way by the end of the week.
I'll take anything at this point.
That's right. Yesterday, heat indices, officially registered like 117 and 119. We saw a 121-degree heat index on our calculations here at the station. Obviously, hot out there. And more of that for today before the thunderstorms get here. But Doc will talk more about that in just 10 minutes. Also, I got a note on our Facebook page this morning. Somebody asking me about Lightstream. You know, we talk about Lightstream and what they can do for your credit card bills. You know, every month you get them with multiple payments, multiple due dates. Be easier to have just one payment at a lower rate, right? Okay. You can do this with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks over at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay, lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is like 19% nationally. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it never goes up over the life of the loan. So you get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can also get your money as soon as the day you apply. Online application is so easy, you can apply right from your phone. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I mean, heck, why work on getting a good credit score if you don't take advantage of those lower rates? So do it. And y'all can get a special interest rate discount as well when you go to Lightstream.com. /Sullivan. The only way to get the discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Sullivan, LightStream.com/Sullivan, my last name, SULLIV as in Victor, AN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. Oh, also in international news today, outside of the Hong Kong thing, President Trump has tweeted about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is so rapper ASAP Rocky, gets in trouble and he's been detained and then had a court date. Walk us through this, Dalton.
Okay, so ASAP Rocky and his crew of, they call him the ASAP gang.
Okay.
Know, not necessarily a street gang, but a gang of artists right. and rappers. And they were in Sweden for a international tour. And I guess it's been over a month now that there was a brawl.
You and I watched a video leading up to that. It seemed very strange to me.
You had ASAP Rocky and his bodyguards and also some other rappers, and it seemed like they were just walking. I mean, in this day and age with cameras everywhere and everyone holding phones, there's pretty good footage of the entire you know, thing that happened. And you had these this crew kind of walking around the streets of Sweden as they were, I'm sure, going to perform later
in Stockholm,
that night.
I think.
And a couple kids who I guess one originally from Afghanistan, but you had a couple kids there in Sweden who seemed to be messing with
this
crew.
They're trying to goad them into something.
They were clearly trying to goad them into something, and ASAP Rocky and some other people from his group there said that they were even kind of assaulting women on the sidewalks there and smacking them on the behinds and stuff like that. And ASAP Rocky and his crew told him to stop and said, you know, leave us alone, right. All this other stuff. And eventually it turned to fisticuffs. And there was video of ASAP Rocky throwing one of these kids across the street. And then you saw a lot of other people in that group kind of beating up on these Swedish guys. They ended up throwing ASAP Rocky in a Swedish jail there in Stockholm for weeks without actually pressing charges for a couple weeks. That's when President Trump got involved. Another famous rapper, Kanye West, and his wife, Kim Kardashian, asked the president to maybe step in and see if he could help.
Mm-hmm.
The president tweeted about it. I think he even sent a presidential envoy over there to check it out. Well, today the verdict finally came in, and they did release ASAP Rocky. He came back to America a couple weeks ago, but today the verdict is in. They found him guilty. He will not serve any jail time, but he will have to pay a fine to the victim. I'm not sure how big that fine is, but I've been hearing that in Sweden they can fine you based on your daily wages. So, however,
it's a percentage of your daily wages.
Right. So however much, I don't know if it's how much ASAP Rocky was going to be paid to perform there in Sweden or just his average daily salary, but I imagine he'll have to fork over quite a bit of money.
Anything about the two guys that were kind of the video what they were harassing?
Yeah, and they no news for them. They weren't charged with anything, the two guys that were harassing.
Really?
Right. And they're going to get money from this because that's who ASAP Rocky has to pay. His fine will go to.
So the fine doesn't go to the government. It goes to the.
Yeah, the government might get their cut, but the way that the court reading, the way it reads right now, it looks like the money is going to go towards his victims.
Wow. Okay. There you go. The latest in international ASAP Rocky news right here on Mobile Mornings. Also coming up with the bandwagon getting pretty darn full here when it comes to anti-toll. News out that a survey was commissioned by Orange Beach businessman Dean Young. It's shocking here. Shows 77% of people who oppose tolling the I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Bayway Project. A story from WPMI. I'm surprised the number's not any higher than that. You would think it would have been something higher than 77%. Well, we'd get more into the story as everybody who can gets on the anti-toll bandwagon.
It's a big bandwagon.
And speaking of which, we got that meeting tomorrow night at the Five Rivers Center from 6 to 8. Imagine anybody who is running for office on the Republican ticket, you know, in Senate or AL1 will probably be there. We'll talk more about that when we return. Dr. Bill's on the way, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A new school year begins this morning for thousands of students across the Gulf Coast. It's back to school for nearly 30,000 students in Baldwin County Public Schools. Also heading back to class, all Catholic schools in Alabama. For the second time in a week, a rabid fox has been spotted in Baldwin County. It's the third confirmed case across the bay this year. Don Witz and his wife spotted the fox on their morning walk in Lake Forest near the tennis courts. Witz says when he got closer, it looked up at him and was acting funny, so he called police. Animal Control sent the
fox off for testing a few hours later. The results came back positive for rabies. There were 8 confirmed rabies cases in Baldwin County last year. Florida deputies continue their search for 2 men involved in a home invasion. It happened early Tuesday morning on McKinley Drive in Pensacola. The 2 black men kicked in the door of the home about 1:40 in the morning. The homeowner, who had been sleeping, was hit over the head. They got away with a 1999 silver 4-door Infiniti. Anyone with information is asked to call the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
Who accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexual misconduct has filed a lawsuit against the financier's estate and Epstein staffers. Jennifer Arose said in an interview on NBC last month that she was recruited outside her New York City school to spend time with Epstein when she was 14. A Swedish court finds ASAP Rocky guilty of assault stemming from a Stockholm brawl. You may recall President Trump had advocated on the rapper's behalf.
In fact, President Trump even asked his special envoy for hostage affairs to send letters and to interact with the Swedish officials.
There's Hadass Gold following the story. The court has suspended any sentencing but awarded damages to the victim. Yields on 2-year and 10-year Treasury notes inverted yesterday. A market phenomenon that economists believe is a warning that a recession lies ahead. Dow futures are tumbling on the news, down 391 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Boeing delivered fewer planes in July than in any month for the past decade, furthering the financial blow to the aerospace giant brought by the grounding of its 737 MAX jetliner. Boeing's deliveries for the year through July totaled 258 planes, down from 417 planes in the same period a year ago, and the smallest number for that time frame since 2007. Airbus shipped 458 planes in the first 7 months of the year, putting the European company on track to surpass Boeing as the world's biggest aircraft manufacturer. The booming market for secondhand goods isn't immune from the pressures facing retailers that sell new products. The RealReal, an online marketplace for pre-owned luxury goods, says discounting by department stores depressed the number of used items shoppers bought on its website and at 3 retail stores in the most recent quarter. The San Francisco's company's quarterly revenue jumped 51%, but its loss widened from a year ago. On Wall Street, futures are sharply lower. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so here it is, day 2, a heat advisory. Let's talk about yesterday and then talk about what it means for today.
Well, we've got another very, very warm day today, up to around 95 degrees, and the heat index could be as high as 112. Yesterday, officially reached 98 out of the airport, and the heat index at one time reached 117. Mm. That was the same also at Brooklyn, 117, but they had a high of 99 degrees. So at least up to 95 today, and then we should see some thunderstorm activity this afternoon. The reason is a cold front is moving down through Alabama. It's a weak cold front, but we'll take it. It's headed our way and should reach the coast tonight. And as it approaches, we should see scattered and numerous thunderstorms develop during the afternoon. A few of those thunderstorms could become severe with some strong straight-line winds. At that time, of course, the temperature will drop quite a bit, but we do expect around 95 and then most likely dropping into the 70s when that rain begins. The thunderstorm activity will continue into the evening, and then tonight we expect a low of about 75 degrees at daybreak. For tomorrow, it won't be quite as hot, at least into the low 90s. That front will stall along the coast, and we'll see some scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of about 92 degrees. But Friday, we could get some dry air moving in. That front looks like it'll move a little bit offshore, and it'll result in mostly sunny skies and just isolated thunderstorms on Friday with a high in the low 90s. Over the weekend, well, that front is going to come back on us as a warm front, particularly, well, it'll be on Sunday. So it looks like Saturday will be the best day with mostly sunny skies, a few afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. And then as that front comes back as a warm front, we look for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high in the upper 80s. So we've got kind of a two-part weekend with the best day on Saturday.
All right. Are we going to be able to notice, you're talking about a little bit drier air. Is that something we will notice?
I mean, yeah, it looks like you'll notice it on Friday. It'll be mostly sunny, but most of the state, most of Alabama is going to enjoy some nice dry air, even though temperatures are going to climb into the low 90s. With a low humidity, it won't feel so bad. But we may get a little touch of that on Friday, possibly tomorrow, but more likely on Friday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
We've got a few weak tropical waves way out in the Atlantic. Elsewhere, it's quiet across the Caribbean, and looks good right now across the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. Catch him 24/7 right here at FM Talk 106.5. Catch the ride in now. It's traffic with Kane.
For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, once again, Mobile Police Department at Fair State Troopers Highway 59 South, the Pine Grove Road Extension West in Bay Minette. Got a Volkswagen that hit a tree. Mobile and Baldwin County Schools now back in session. You can find heavier traffic in some school zones with radar. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Hayes Hitchens, founder of young adult adventure camp Moondance. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Hayes Hitchens' company is called Moondance Adventures. It's a summer camp, but remove your ideas of the traditional kids' summer camp. These teenagers head to destinations all over the world. They can attend with no more than one friend, and during their time away, they must learn to make new friends and conquer some difficult physical challenges. They turn their phones in upon arrival and go to bed with the sun and get up with the sun. And they'll learn to lead and they'll learn to serve. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
The management and employees of Volkert Incorporated, with offices in Mobile, Gulf Shores, and Daphne, remind drivers that school zones are areas of congested traffic. Observe speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and employees of Volkert Incorporated, with offices in Mobile, Gulf Shores, and Daphne, serving the Gulf Coast since 1925.
740 FM Talk, 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here, Sean and Dalton. And Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Hey, coming up next hour, our buddy Jeff Poore joins us, and we're turning up your voice at 343-0106. And, the bandwagon on the anti-toll thing, getting pretty full out there. I guess you can argue that people are finally waking up to it. I guess. I mean, this has been a thing for quite a while, but a story from WPMI. A survey commissioned by Orange Beach businessman Dean Young shows 77% of people oppose tolling the I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project. I'm surprised it's that low. WTNS Consulting asked 1,495 registered voters in Mobile and Baldwin County, quote, do you support or oppose the new toll being proposed on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge, end quote. Only 346 said they supported the tolls. Young said this poll sends a clear message to Governor Kay Ivey that people do not support paying a $6 toll and urged her to hit the pause button on the project so other options could be reviewed. Let me add in this. She has been sent a clear message by quite a few groups out there, and maybe she's just not listening to those. Young also said that it would give voters an opportunity to vote on a constitutional amendment he proposed last week that would ban tolling interstates in Alabama. It's one you heard Representative Stringer talking about yesterday here on Midday Mobile. That proposal would first have to clear the hurdle of passing the legislature with 60% of the vote before appearing on the ballot. Speaking of tolls, meeting tomorrow night going on from 6 to 8 at the Five Rivers Center on the Causeway. I think, of course, State Auditor Jim Ziegler will be there. Folks from the Common Sense Campaign will be there. People who want to hear the latest on this and talk about what they can do to oppose the tolls, they will be there. I imagine, I think Congressman Byrne's going to be there. And I heard AL1 candidate and Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl will be there. And let me just go ahead and say about everybody running for office will probably be there.
You know, it's the smart political move.
Yes, absolutely.
To back the anti-toll crowd. And now at this point, it's not, I don't think, a savvy political move so that you can say you were one of the first on board. I mean, that boat has already sailed. But now at this point, if you don't jump on board, then when it comes time for elections, a lot of people will say, hey, this person was not anti-toll enough, and that'll be used against them. So that's why the bandwagon is getting so big, and for good cause, too. I mean, no one down here, I guess, 77% of people down here.
346% said they supported tolls, so there you go. And the governor kind of framing it in the op-ed last week that you're either for tolls or you're against the bridge. It's pretty ham-fisted. I mean, I think there are a lot of people, I'll raise my hand as one, I believe we should have a bridge and we should have infrastructure work done. I just don't believe in tolling for it. All right, so we'll get in that discussion some more coming up next hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. We'll check in with News 5 next.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne. This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest. If you're looking for the highest quality CBD products in the industry, visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelock for a full line of products for you and your pets. Your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelock.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Satsuma High School students returned to class today after getting an unexpected day off Tuesday. Classes were canceled because of issues with the school's air conditioning. That problem has been fixed and classes will resume today. It's back to school for nearly 30 30,000 students in Baldwin County also heading back to class, all Catholic schools in Alabama. Mobile police have not released the name of the person who led them on a chase Tuesday night. It started near Dauphin Street and Spring Hill Avenue, where officers saw a car hit another vehicle and leave the scene. When police tried to pull over the car, the driver sped away and a chase began. The chase ended on Mott Drive when the car hit a tree. After a brief foot chase, the suspect was captured a few streets over. Police are searching for an alleged thief in Gulf Breeze, Florida, caught on surveillance cameras. He was seen searching through unlocked cars around North Sunset at 2 o'clock in the morning. Police say he's between 16 and 20 years old, has a thin build, and was wearing a white hoodie. Another person may also be involved. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a pack rat? This is Trey Bennett from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and we can help you get back that shed, garage, or office space quickly and easily. From home to office furniture to household items, yard waste, and renovation debris, we'll load it, transport it away, and dispose of it. And we recycle about 50% of what we collect, much of it to local charities. With 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you can count on upfront rates, on-time service, clean, shiny trucks, and the friendliest uniformed drivers anywhere. So give us a call today or book online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The good folks of AAA Fire Protection in Sims says now that our children are returning to school, motorists must be ever mindful when approaching school zones or stop school buses. Autumn leaves and children's joys can be shattered by one thoughtless driver. Keep your eyes on the road and hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message brought to you by the good folks of AAA Fire Protection, taking part in the Back to School Safety Program.
747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football news, ESPN announced yesterday that the worldwide leader in sports is taking College Game Day to Disney World for a Week Zero broadcast next Saturday, August the 24th. That's the day that the Florida Gators and Miami Hurricanes will open the 2019 season in Orlando. There is a catch, though, for this special edition of College Game Day. Mm-hmm. Lee Corso and the crew will reportedly broadcast from the Magic Kingdom. And because of that, none of those signs that you normally see behind the College Game Day set will be allowed in. And if fans want to watch, they must have a valid park ticket, which, of course, starts at right around $109. So probably won't be as rowdy as the normal College Game Days that we see, but it's an extra College Game Day. And they're going to Mickey's house for it. So that should be a cool way to open the year. If you want to get some behind-the-scenes entertainment from the college football world, you're in luck later this year, because HBO is reportedly in discussions with several teams to produce a show similar to their popular NFL program, Hard Knocks. According to various reports, Alabama, Arizona State, Washington State, and Penn State have all entered discussions to allow cameras and filmmakers on campus this season to shoot some footage. 247sports.com reported that their sources say Alabama has not yet fully agreed to being a part of this program. In NFL news, Indianapolis Colts general manager Chris Ballard said yesterday that quarterback Andrew Luck will likely miss the rest of the preseason because of lingering pain in his lower left leg. Right now, the team's still unsure whether Luck will be available for the season opener on September the 8th against the Los Angeles Chargers. Ballard said that additional testing revealed Luck appears to be suffering from an injury near the front of his ankle.
The process going forward is just going to continue to rehab. We're going to try to continue to, we're going to change some things up with his rehab, and then try to get moving forward.
The injury kept Luck out of all of the team's off-season workouts and all but three training camp practices, and he is still yet to participate in full team drills. In golf, Tiger Woods is expected to play in this week's BMW Championship after he withdrew from last week's tournament following the first round. Last week, Woods shot a 75 on the first day and then told media that he had a mild oblique strain that was causing pain and stiffness. The BMW Championship this week is the second of three events in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Woods is 38th in the standings right now. After this week's event, only the top 30 will advance to the final tournament in Atlanta. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves gave updates on a couple of injured players. Rookie slugger Austin Riley has been on the injured list since August 5th after he sprained his knee during a workout. Riley had an MRI that revealed a partial tear, but he was told that he will not need surgery and could return to the lineup in about 2 weeks. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson has been out a while longer than Riley. Swanson went on the IL on July 24th with a bruised right foot. The team said that Swanson has been out longer than they expected, and they aren't sure when he'll be able to return. The Braves were fine last night without their injured young guns. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit his 34th home run this season, and Atlanta beat the New York Mets 5-3.
Another pitch for Acuna now. Here it is. Swing and a high fly ball hit deep to left field. That ball is gone. A pitch on the house, and Acuna cashed it in.
A call from the Braves Network on Fox Sports South. Braves still lead the NL East division by 6 games. The Washington Nationals are in second place in that division. They kept pace last night with a 3-1 win over Cincinnati. JT Realmuto hit a home run and the go-ahead RBI, powering the Philadelphia Phillies past the Chicago Cubs 4-2. The LA Dodgers hit 6 home runs and crushed Miami 15-1. The New York Yankees beat Baltimore 8-3. Boston Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale became the fastest pitcher in MLB history to record 2,000 strikeouts. He led the Red Sox to a 7-6 extra innings win over Cleveland. Sale broke the record in just over 85 fewer innings than it took the previous record holder, Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez. And even better, Sale set the record on National Left-Handers Day, and he is a left-handed pitcher. The Toronto Blue Jays hit 3 solo home runs and shut out Texas 3-0. St. Louis Cardinals shut out Kansas City 2-0, and Tampa Bay beat San Diego 7-5. It's 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. The few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots, finding heavier traffic, Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, Cottage Hill and Azalea, Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Also slow at Tanner Williams near Snow, but again, a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Baldwin County Schools back in session. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle. It's Bay City Collision, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunshine this morning, then thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about some muscle. Now, you got some muscle with this diesel truck. What do we need to look at?
Yeah, we got one of those hard-to-find unicorn trucks. It's a 2007 crew cab, dually, Duramax diesel, Allison transmission. It's two-wheel drive, sitting on six brand-new tires, and way below average miles.
And that's if you need to pull something large, that's your vehicle.
You can pull several something with it.
Also, talk about on the flip side, there's a big old truck, but you've got a great variety at LCM. You also have some cash cars ready to roll here for back to school.
Absolutely, we call them cash cars. We can also get any of them financed. We got two Honda Accords, we got Toyota Camry. Let me walk and look. We got several SUVs, including a Honda Pilot, Trailblazers, Jeep Cherokees, Ford Escape. So we got multiple choice.
All right, let's do this. It's best for us to look at that inventory, so tell us how to do it.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 756. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Pumpkin spice time. It's back in the news.
Is it already pumpkin spice season?
It seems like it never ends. It's almost like political season. And now, well, this is beyond gross. Okay, according to one website out there, the folks over the Daily Meal have said pumpkin spice Spam is a real thing. It goes on sale as of September 23rd. Is that something that the audience was crying for? People say, what I'd like is a flavor of Spam and pumpkin spice at the same time.
The only person I've seen eating Spam in the last year is my grandfather, and he wasn't exactly asking for pumpkin spice to be thrown into the mix.
You're telling me the people at Spam say, our phone lines have been blowing up with people asking when we would have pumpkin spice flavored Spam, but yeah, that's a thing available September 23rd. It is only going to go on sale through Spam.com and Walmart.com. So you got to order online. I don't know how many people will buy it to actually eat it or give it as some kind of joke gift. You know, I mean, there may be a little bit of that because you have the Dirty Santa gift ideas, you know, coming up in the when you get an office party or whatever. People may grab some pumpkin spice Spam.
For sure. And there might be value down the road.
Collector's item?
Might be a collector's item.
This is another item in the redneck stock market. Tell you what I did. After the bottom dropped out of the Earnhardt collectible plates, I moved all my money into pumpkin spice Spam. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings all the way. Jeff Poore joins us. Plus, we'd love to talk to you at 343-0106.